In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. So whenever bad things happen, people tend to ask, why? What's the cause? What's the spiritual meaning? Where is God's hand in all of it? And of course, some ask, why is God doing this to us? Why did God let this happen? Is God punishing us? These are the kinds of questions people ask, this questioning why. It's very common. It's almost quite natural. And it's true whether it's an individual problem, such as, why am I sick? Or why did I get laid off? But it moves all the way up the ladder through car crashes and fires, and natural disasters. And now we have a worldwide pandemic infecting millions, killing hundreds of thousands. And then not just the physical illness itself, but all the collateral damage too. You have unemployment on one hand, and then you have healthcare professionals work to the point of PTSD on the other. And you have people in nursing homes who are lonely and scared. Why? What is God's hand in all of this? Now, if you scan the internet or the YouTube, you'll find a few voices saying that this pandemic is God's punishment on the world for this or that sin. God is sending his wrath to our generation because of our increased sinfulness. Now, while that may sound like fringe fundamentalism, we should be careful where we point fingers. This past week, I actually heard an Orthodox monk on the YouTube saying that this pandemic is God's wrath for the immodesty and the moral and sexual sins of his particular country. And as an aside, did you ever notice how these wrath folks always latch on to sexual sin? It kind of makes you think that they have issues of their own. But be that as it may, there are voices that say that this is God's punishment for this or that sin. Now, other voices say this pandemic is not punishment, but correction. God sent the virus not to punish us, but to help us. It's God's teaching tool to help us return to him, to be more modest and pure, to pray and forgive more, to return God to the public sphere. Whatever God is trying to teach us, that's what this virus has become. This pandemic is not so much punishment as God's prodding, as his riding crop, telling us we need to do better. Now there are, I hope you can see, a lot of flaws in both answers, whether it's punishment or teaching tool, not the least of which flaw is why specifically target the elderly and immune compromised? I mean, are nursing homes the hotbed of sin these days? But the biggest flaw is that it makes God the author of evil. It makes God the creator of something horrible. Everything wrong in our world, everything evil, everything broken is the result of sin. That's just a fact. That is our concrete and basic teaching of the Christian faith. The evil and the brokenness of the world is the result of sin. When God beheld his creation, it was good. Our sin broke. Our sin cracked the foundation of that goodness. And so now, bad things happen. Natural disasters, accidents, viruses. These aren't sent by God specifically. You know, the God with the lightning bolt, that's Zeus. You know, that's not our God. That's not our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And attributing a pandemic to God's wrath or God's teaching stick belies the very words of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. I mean, specifically, in Luke's gospel, some people came up to Jesus and asked him this very question. They tell Jesus that Pontius Pilate had some Jews from Galilee killed, and then Pilate took their blood and added it to some pagan sacrifice, which would have been a horrible insult for a Jew. I mean, imagine if the last thing someone did with your body was to take your blood and use it for a pagan sacrifice. I mean, besides being disgusting, it would feel like a curse, like God's punishment for some unrepented sin. But Jesus says, when they ask him this question, Jesus says, no, wait a minute. I'm paraphrasing. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that these men were worse sinners than others because of what they suffered? And then Jesus says, I say no. Jesus says, no, they were not worse sinners. He said that. And then Jesus doubles down. He then reminds them of the Tower of Siloam. It had collapsed and killed 18 people. A freak accident or God's wrath? Jesus goes with tragic accident. He said the victims of this tower collapsing were no worse sinners than anyone else. And then in today's gospel, Jesus comes across a man blind from birth, and his disciples effectively ask the same question. Who is to blame? Who is God punishing? This man or his parents that he was born blind? You can almost picture Jesus shaking his head after all he's taught them. He gives them the very consistent answer. He says, neither this man nor his parents sinned. It's not because of some specific personal sin. It's just the brokenness of the world. Its connection to sin is general. It's universal. It's just the fact that this world is a broken and sinful place. You know, sin cracked the goodness of creation, and we all suffer in a general way. And I think think about it, we don't all suffer equally. No two people in this world suffer equally, and it's certainly not based on how good somebody is. The fact that we don't all suffer equally or fairly is part of the brokenness. The fact that good people sometimes suffer much worse than the most wretched of sinners. And it can't be pinned on God, who is the author of good. And so what Jesus says about the Galileans that Pilate killed, and about the 18 victims of the tower collapse, and about this blind man, holds true for most of the sufferings that we endure day in and day out. Sicknesses, accidents, fire, natural disaster, or a pandemic that's infecting millions of people around the world. You know, God is not sending these things neither as punishment nor as a correction. They come of their own accord. But then Jesus does say, since these sufferings are coming anyway, you better make good use of them. You know, about the Galileans that Pilate killed, the victims of the tower collapse, Jesus says, use these events as a prompting to repent. Failing to repent has a lot worse consequence than having a tower fall on you. Now think about that. Failing to repent has a much worse consequence than having a tower fall on you. And about this blind man, again, Jesus says it's not because of personal sin that he was born blind. That just happens sometimes. But since he is blind, we must make good use of the situation. Jesus' exact words were, it's so that the works of God may be revealed in him. Now, the works of God start with this man's healing, but it's so much more than that. His inner eyes are opened as well as his physical eyes. He witnesses to the glory of Jesus Christ to anyone that will listen, and even to those that aren't willing to listen. He witnesses to the glory of Jesus Christ to his parents, to the Pharisees, to everyone around him. And soon he confesses Jesus to be the Son of God. He made the best of a situation and soon came to find his faith in Jesus Christ. And so my question to each of you is, in what ways are you using the sufferings of this life, the sufferings of this world, that the works of God might be revealed in you? Whether it's your own personal suffering or the consequences of a worldwide pandemic, what are you doing so that the works of God might be revealed in you? How are they being revealed in your response to these things? And I think the questions are basic. Are you becoming more patient or less? Are you becoming more compassionate? Do the sufferings of this world make us more generous? Do they make us more loving? Do they make us more grateful for the blessings that come our way? Now, for me, this virus is part of the brokenness of nature. The virus is a broken part of nature. So one little thing I've made my quarantine project is to really see the works of God revealed in nature. If the virus is a broken part, I decided to take it and try to find the good parts in creation and nature, the vast goodness of it. It's just a little thing, but it helps me remember that God is in the goodness in nature. As humanity suffers, as humanity grows restless around us, do we search for the image of God in each and every person? How are the works of God being revealed in your response, whether to this pandemic or any part of the sufferings of this world? God is the author of good, and the Lord's teaching is clear. God is not sending the myriads of suffering to this world, neither as punishment nor as correction. They come of their own accord because the world is a broken place. But Jesus does teach, since the sufferings are coming anyway, we each had better make good use of them, that the works of God may be revealed in us. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen.